Hi, listeners. We're back.
We are back.
Indeed. We are back.
Or front.
Or front.
Depending on which way you look at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a bit like a change of government, which we've recently had.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Haven't we?
Yeah, we have, unfortunately.
But, no, it's back. This is Nick Elliott podcast. And I'm joined by my legendary radio presenter friend, the great Chris Moore. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Nick. And thank you for calling me legendary. Well, perhaps you should call it legendary.
No, legendary, I think. People always do that, don't they?
Yeah. You're a legend.
Yeah. No. You're a legend, man.
Oh, cool. Definitely. So are you.
In the radio world.
How you been? I've been cold, Nick.
Cold? Fucking hell. I know. Gets here to the studio, listeners, and the heating's packed up.
Would you believe this, listeners?
Why do the heating always pack up in the UK in the fucking winter?
I don't know. Well, there's a story, Nick. Yesterday, I felt a bit chilly in myself, so I thought...
Well, you don't suffer with the cold,
do you? I don't know, but I just felt there was a little nip out there, as there might well have been. But anyway...
Japanese movie, that sort of thing.
Okay. And I thought, right, I'll go and turn the heating on now. Now's the time. So out I go into my garage, and I try to fire up the boiler. But no, I just get a load of flashing lights at me.
Right.
Which denotes the system isn't working.
But it is festive.
But it is festive.
Isn't it?
It is very festive. It put me in the mood.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what sort of mood.
No.
But it put me in it.
Right.
Anyway, cut a long story short, I emailed my next door neighbour. It's very good like that.
You emailed him when he lives next door?
Yes, because we did that sort of
thing. Really?
We do that sort of thing. Yeah, we do that sort of thing. Anyway, what happened was, he said, oh, I'll come round and have a look for you, Chris. And he does this on a regular basis. He did it about a year or so ago.
Well, okay.
Anyway, we tried to get the thing working. No. Not a sign. Still got these flashing lights.
Right.
So I said, whatever his name is. I said, well, thanks for trying, mate. Well, I think this time it's given up the ghost.
Right.
And he said, well, I can give you a number of somebody who can come around, or it's probably about time you reinvested in a new system.
Right.
So I said, all right, and we left it like that. I then go out to, I know you're coming round. You know, and you come in and you say, I'm a bit of an expert on central heating.
Well, I probably wouldn't say expert, but I've dabbled.
Yeah, well, that's good enough for me. That's
yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And you said, well, let's go and have a look at this. I thought, wow, this is a turn up. So I never knew Nick was going to do anything like this. Anyway, we open up the garage, and blow me, the central heating pump is working. We looked at each other and said, it's working, Chris, it's working. We came and touched the radiators and they were warming up. So something has happened. Perhaps it's the fairies. I don't know.
Do you think?
It's your glance at the system.
Could be.
That made it work.
It's spiritual, man.
It is very spiritual.
Yeah. I mean, it says being out there, you know, kind of forcing back the sea and all that kind of stuff. You know, bread and fish among 3.5 people.
That's
you know.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. You're feeding the 5,000 and central heating fixed.
Yeah. Out of a bag of chips and a fucking big bit of fish.
Bless you, my children, and bless you, the gods of central heating land. But I must touch wood, because, you know, so far so good.
That's good, though. Yeah, it's good.
It could,
I mean, it could be chilly in this studio, can't it?
Without
no heating.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Dear, oh dear.
This studio, listeners, is my dining room.
Well, it's a bit more than that, and it is a studio.
Oh, it's a studio.
Yeah.
I like to call it a dining room. But.
Well, once upon a time, you used to dine in here.
I did. Dine. Yes, I used to dine. That's right, yeah.
So where you been anyway? How's things, apart from your heating going up there?
Apart from that going doolally, I've been quite well, thanks, Nick. Health-wise, again, touching wood, I've been pretty good.
What have you been up to?
Well, doing what I normally do, which is write a lot of silly poetry.
Yeah.
You know, I still go along to my poetry group.
Oh, right, you're still going?
Which is now once a month, yeah.
Right.
But we all meet up, all like-minded people. We can all be lovers together, you know.
It's great.
Look at this that I wrote last time, darlings, we say.
Oh, right, a bit of that, is it?
And then I'll come up with a few silly words. I said, now that took me a lot of composing. I had to think very heavily about the construct of that. you know. And then somebody says, I think I could improve it by suggesting you do, you know, and it's like that, Nick.
Oh, okay.
It's the biggest hoot out.
Right.
I love it. I really do. And it's like the Boston Book Festival I go to. That's a yearly thing. And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone says, oh, hello, darlings. How are we today? This type of thing.
Oh, okay. Do they all wear cheesecloth and this type of shit? And sandals and bollocks? You tried
it out. What, don't knock sandals, Nick.
No. Yeah, I know you're a sandal kind of man, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. so many a thing could be said there. But hey, yeah, so I've been doing a lot of writing, a lot of reading, a lot of arithmetic.
Arithmetic?
That's the three R's, Nick.
Oh, is it?
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
Oh, well, your ex-teacher would know about that.
No, I would. But that always got me, that one. Because it's not arithmetic, it's arithmetic.
Is it?
So you can't have three R's with only one in it.
It was basically, fucking maths, man, where I went.
Yeah. Well, basically, if you got to use the three R's properly, it'd be arse. And you can't have that, can you?
Well.
Wouldn't we go to school?
I don't know, I met the lessons more funny.
And your teacher said, arse, children.
Arse. You get arse.
Yeah. Can you imagine it? My good Church of England school going, right, children, today we're going to study arse.
Yeah, why not? In Church of England schools, that's what they do, isn't it? Hey? I mean, far be it from me to kind of, you know, spread bit, assertions. Is that bit, the right word?
Dispersions.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that's very topical at the moment, Nick, that is. That's bang up to the news.
I've heard you in the summer yo-yo been tinkering.
Yes, many, many years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
It's something to do with, is it the Archbishop of Canterbury? Is it?
Well, it's the Archbishop of Canterbury who's accused of covering up things.
Right.
But then, you know, who doesn't at that sort of level?
And there's a bit of Jimmy Savile thrown in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I've only saw it, read a bit of the news. I have kind of spoke to somebody that had mentioned it. Yeah. But what's new?
Well, I know.
Hey, what's new?
I know. But this Archbishop of Canterbury, I don't know about you, but don't see him, do you? You don't see him out and about?
Don't know who he is.
You don't know who he is?
No idea.
He's, what's his name? Oh, God, I can't remember. Welby. Justin Welby.
Is it really? No, yeah. I wouldn't have known that.
And he's a scholar, you see. He's not, I wouldn't have said he's an archbishop. He hides himself away in his ivory towers and reads Latin manuscripts and things like that.
Which is handy when you buy the bag
which
of crisps.
Which is handy. Yeah, it is handy. Yeah, it is handy. But
What flavour do you want? And they ask you in Latin.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Yeah. But let's face it, you know, he doesn't actually get out there with the people.
Right.
I don't think so.
No.
And then he talks about politics, which is not his place to.
So what's actually gone on?
Well, this case that's just come to the news. Well, a long time ago, we're talking about, I don't know, 15 years ago, there was some guy high up in the Church of England. And basically, he was abusing children.
Right.
Allegedly. I'll put allegedly in there because that's been proven as such.
Yeah.
And allegedly, the powers that be, which included Justin Welby, hushed it all up. So
really?
It didn't get into the public domain.
Ah, where's Jimmy come into it then?
Well, Jimmy, I thought that was a euphemism, mate. I thought you were using that name as a euphemism.
No, I meant Mr. Salel.
Did you actually mean him? Yeah. It's the sort of thing that Jimmy was up to.
Right.
This other bloke was up to.
Okay.
That's what was going on.
Right,
see.
I see.
And the church wanted to hush it all up.
Right.
Which I disagree with entirely. They shouldn't hush it up, should they?
There's
something rotten in the state of
bed. And that was that going on in Canterbury?
That was going on in South Africa, all places.
South Africa?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Bloody I don't know the ins and outs.
What,
of it,
missionary work suddenly became a bit more adventurous?
I think that's what it was. Yeah. What position do you like to No, mustn't laugh, no. But
no, I did know a bit about it, but not that much, really. No.
Well, it's just literally the last few days coming to the news.
Is it?
Yeah, just literally.
Right, okay.
Literally.
Literally.
It's pop-tastic.
Literally.
Yeah.
In certificate.
While we're talking things like this, can you tell me all about your charity work?
Not half.
Because I know you do a lot of charity work, but I don't like to talk about my charity work. You remember those?
I do, actually.
Smashy and Nicey.
That's it, Smashy and Nicey. Yeah.
Absolutely poptastic.
Yeah, bloody good. I listened to that track only the other day, actually. Oh, yeah. Batman Turner Overdrive. Good, oh, that's a good track.
One. Let's rock. Mm. They pushed the lever forward.
That's it, yeah. Good track. Good track. And Caroline. I was listening to Caroline. Oh, it was okay. On there. Yeah.
I know. I've had two top tens played out on Radio Caroline.
Are you really?
I have, yes. I've enjoyed that. That's good. It's an impossible task, Nick. How do you put together a top 10?
You can't.
It's virtually impossible. So I've had two versions of it.
Have you really?
Yeah, I put two different top 10s in. It's time I put another one in now.
What was your... Can you remember many of the second one you've put in?
Oh, no, so this is a little while ago now, Nick, but undoubtedly it would have had some Zeppelin in there.
Right.
It would have had some Pink Floyd in there.
Right.
Beatles would have been in there somewhere. Probably a bit of Bowie.
What was your new number one?
My number one, it was... Well... Crikey, see, the one time I did it was Led Zeppelin, and it was Stairway to Heaven.
Well,
yeah.
Enough said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Enough said.
But then there are other great tracks out there which beat it, you know, like Deep Purple. I love Deep Purple. Smoke on the Water.
Oh, right.
Love
yeah.
that one. Yes. And then AC/DC. Great rockers, aren't they?
Oh, fantastic, man. Oh, wonderful.
So
I kind of delve into TikTok. I think I probably mentioned this to you before. For about half hour before I go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
And I caught one or two VTs there, AC/DC, that I hadn't seen before, you know. And and that's the only reason I go on TikTok.
Yeah.
It is, because some of the music stuff on there is really bloody good. And you haven't seen it, never seen some of this VT before.
Right.
You know, really good. Aerosmith. I saw only the other night, Steve Tyler guested in with Aerosmith, AC/DC.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. Fantastic. From 203.
Christ.
Yeah. Which I'd never seen before.
Well, those guys could certainly rock.
You know, bloody great, man. Have you bought anything new, tunes-wise?
Any new tunes? I buy a lot of records. Can I say the name of the place where I
Indeed
get
them? Indeed you
can. Music Magpie, folks. It's a great place if you want to get CDs or records, but CDs in my
can
case.
Can you get vinyl?
You can get vinyl.
Can you?
Yeah, and you can get new stuff as well. But basically, it's people are selling off, you know, it's a recycling place.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so for a very cheap price, you can get all sorts of marvellous things.
Really?
So I might buy, you know, three full CDs for £5. And
Christ.
It's tremendous. It really is.
What did you get? Latest purchase?
Oh, I should have brought them through with me, Nick. I haven't got them here right now. I can't remember. I buy so many.
Really?
That I can't really keep up with it.
Really?
Yeah. I just find it compulsive.
What, every week?
Every week I put an order in.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah. And I usually go for the £4 for £5 offer.
Right.
So that's £1.25 a CD.
Is that four of your choice or just four?
Four of my choice.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was three dog shit and one that
you really
wanted.
No, it's what I want, you know.
Oh, okay.
I might have something like Dusty Springfield's Greatest Hits. Or
really?
Yeah, then I might follow that up with...
Have you bought Dusty Springfield's Greatest Hits?
I have, indeed.
Or Greatest Hits, as they say.
Oh, dear. Oh, and sorry, I must say to Nick...
Go on.
I'm not smiling too much these days.
Okay.
Do you know why?
No.
Have a look.
Oh, I see. Tooth fell out.
Tooth fell out.
Really?
Yeah, I knew nothing about it, Nick. I was lying in bed, as you do... You know, I was asleep. I was asleep. Hopefully. I was asleep. And then I woke up the next morning. You know, when you sort of roll your tongue. Right?
Yeah, you can feel the thing straight away, can't you?
Something's not right here.
Really?
So I went out to the loo, looked in the mirror. Half a blooming tooth has come out. And there's no remnant of the tooth anymore.
What, just broken?
Just broken off.
Really? I think you've swallowed it.
I must have swallowed it.
Yeah.
But nothing's come out as far
as I know. No. You'd hardly sift through, would you, to look for it? You know, it probably...
Hammer and fork job.
Oh, totally. Don't want that.
No. So I've got to go to the dentist and sit on... Do you think they'll say it's going to be a plate job? I think so.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably staring at selling a kidney to get that
fixed.
Yeah,
I reckon I'm something.
Yeah.
Right, I am.
I'm stupid.
There's no pain, nothing. Absolutely no pain.
Now that happens to you as they call it age.
Do they?
Yeah.
Things fall off or
don't
work.
They do, yeah.
Is there a pill you can get for it to make it
work? No. Well, I think there is. You can get a one-way ticket to Switzerland, something like that, yeah.
Oh, right, yes.
Bit of that kind of gig. That's also in the
It is. News, that was on the news today.
I heard that this morning. Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about that, Nick?
I think it should be. I think it should allow it.
Well, see, we've had this discussion before.
Yes, we have. And we lost the bloody show, didn't we?
Diametrically opposed to this. Is that the show we lost?
Yeah, I think it is. Oh. I think that's one of them. One. We touched on that subject.
Well, in my heart of hearts, I still don't like the idea of it.
Don't you really?
No. I just don't. What comes to my mind is to say, who are we to judge when our life finishes? You know, where there's life, there's always a chance that something might happen. And I wouldn't like to be in a position of denying that.
I suppose not. I mean, they interviewed, this was on the BBC.
Oh, bless it.
This morning. They interviewed this lady that's got terminal cancer. I forget that. I did hear what it was. But, you know, it's end of story. She, poor girl, can't come back from it. And she's been campaigning for it for a long time. Mm. And I do support it. I do. If you're in a situation like that where, you know, there is no way out. Mm. And I think that you should be allowed to make that decision, because one of the things that she mentioned was that she can't face the possibility of a painful death, you know. And it could well become that, a drawn out affair of a very painful death, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And why not, you know, kind of bring it to a stop when she feels that it's gone too far?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I sort of get that argument, but I don't see it goes to the right conclusion. You know,
don't you think?
I still think there's an element of judgmentalism going on. You know, we are deciding, or that person is deciding, when they end their life. And what right have they got to do that? That's my question.
Do you not think because it's their life?
Yeah, but it was...
That they've got that right?
It is their life, but they didn't...
They didn't create it.
They didn't create it. No, that's the point.
They didn't create it. That is without a doubt a fact.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, as a adult, I think that you should have the right to say, well, look, you know, do I want any more of this or not?
Mm.
You know?
I wouldn't like it. I personally would not be comfortable making that decision about myself.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. I think I could.
Yeah?
I think I could,
The reason being that I'd be making a decision that's not mine to take ultimately, because I believe in an afterlife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And therefore, there must be something, someone, call it God, whatever, that is the right person to make that decision, yeah? Because they put us here in the first place.
Right.
You see what I
mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I would think, what's going to happen to my soul if I treat my life with such disrespect that I take it myself? Or as an agnostic.
That's an interesting angle to come from.
Because an agnostic's got it easy. Because I say nothing out, you're dead, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think that, personally.
I don't. No. You know how I feel about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
To only lightly touch on it.
Yeah, that's right.
And the reason I say that is because I've got a bit of a surprise for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. We've got a fan calling in.
Have we?
We have. From a long, long way ago.
Really?
Yeah. A long way. A galaxy far away.
Wow.
Mm.
Expand.
Yeah. China.
China?
China.
Christ.
I know. The food's going to be cold by the time it gets here.
Yeah.
It? You know what I mean?
A Chinese takeaway. Yeah.
some little chin
number
on a
47
bike.
Number 36, please.
But I think she's due to ring in it sometime soon. But obviously, the time differential is about 8 hours, I think.
Is it? So what? 8 hours what way?
Forward.
Geography. So they're at night.
They're forward. Yeah.
They're at night.
8 hours forward.
Chinese are in many ways forward. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So we'll kind of sort that out in between. But we'll kind of chat about, you know, I know you've got a bit of a Trump thing going on, haven't you?
Well, I look at the state of play at the moment. So we've had Starmer here, elected.
Yeah.
Man of socialism, man of the people. Izzy Heck is like, he's taken away our winter heating allowance, hasn't he?
Yeah, who's saying he's a man of the people?
Well,
is he?
He's Labour, isn't he? And Labour a socialist. Should be, anyway.
Yeah.
Now, with him there, you know, he should be more for the people, surely. But he's not.
You're not a fan?
I'm a fan of socialism, but I'm disappointed with what Starmer's doing.
Right, I've got to say, I don't really know. Again, I'm a little bit out of the loop, Chris, really, on the news front.
That's right. It's a good, good place to be, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I don't dabble. I used to a lot, but I don't dabble anymore, really. I find it all very seriously depressing.
Well, it, it can be, yeah.
And when it gets into politics, you know, dear, oh dear.
Yeah, I know.
I do have a lot to say, but best to keep quiet, I think.
Well, probably. But, yeah, I was hoping it would be a good thing, you know, get the Conservatives out, who I have got no time for.
No.
And I thought, yeah, brand new kickstart, socialism, or a form of socialism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, no, he gets all his freebies still. He gets his passes into Arsenal Football Club, which he can keep. But, you know, he takes thousands and thousands and thousands of freebies, that man.
Oh, I know. They're on, you're on the, they're on the touch, aren't they? Yeah, well, yeah, they're on the touch.
Why? I'd like to know. I'd love to know why he does that or feels it's right. But anyway, that's in Britain. In America, Bush. Yeah, Bush. Oh, what's that?
We got a call coming in.
Oh, crikey. Take it then, Nick.
Hello, is that Kat?
Yes, this is
Kat. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little bit tired. I've had a long day at school, but apart from that, I'm okay.
Hi, Kat.
It's good to hear from you. Thanks ever so much for calling in. I know you've been keen to have a chat with us, guys, when we're doing this ludicrous pastime.
Yeah, that's things. Right.
Because you're a long way away, aren't you? I've just only just briefed Chris on exactly where you are. Just kind of elaborate on that. Where exactly in China is it?
Okay, so I'm in a place called Longhor, if I've said that right. And I'm basically about 30 minutes outside of Hong Kong.
Right.
And I'm teaching at quite a posh prep school. I'm teaching phonics and a bit of English. And I love it.
Well, you know that you're talking to an ex-teacher of some considerable years. How long did you do it for, Chris?
Yeah, hi, Kat.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I started teaching, get this, 1979.
Holy shit.
I know. It's a long, long...
Bloody hell, how old are you?
I'm younger than Nick.
I'm sorry.
I think. I don't know. I'm guessing. But yeah, yeah, I spent many, many years in what's called the noble profession. But not so noble when I left it, Kat.
No, I agree with that, especially in the UK. But out in China, teachers are treated like gods.
Really?
Really respected. I mean, when I got off the plane, the head of HR was there with a big bouquet of white roses. And we've had numerous presents. And, you know, they really treat us very nicely. But the only kind of issue here is they are operating 996 illegal working practices. So basically... I'll get into school. For example, this morning I got into school about 6:30, I think, and I didn't leave. Well, I left at 4, but usually I'll leave about 7:30 at night.
Good grief.
Stone, mate.
Going in on Sunday and doing a full day. So it's very full on. It's very intense. There's a lot of paperwork involved.
Wow.
How long have you been teaching, Kat?
22 years.
Ah, and so how long in China?
Well, I did China before during the, well, just before the pandemic, and then the pandemic, we went into lockdown, and that was a really scary fucking time, because I thought it was the end of humanity. I thought we were all going to die. That was it. Life was over. It was finished. But no, it wasn't.
That was general consensus, I think, weren't it? Everybody thought they were going to die.
Yeah, that's right.
Totally misunderstood. Big time. So you teach phonics, yeah? What's phonics? Tell me.
It sounds, Nick. It sounds.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds.
Yeah. Really?
So, for example, today we were looking at two different sounds. We were looking at. Let me just go back to my little.
Get thing. Your lesson notes out.
I and I. I and I. I E and I G H.
Yeah.
And basically, what I do, I stand at the front, and I just show the kids the cards.
Yeah.
I say the sound, they repeat it, and then we just read some sentences with those sounds in. And it's a very short lesson in the morning. It's about 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
The week we do the spelling test.
So that's your starter lesson, is it? Phonics.
Yeah. And then throughout the day, we're doing things like I work with Prep 5. They're really cute kids, but they don't speak a word of English, so it's quite difficult to communicate with them.
Wow.
And then I have Prep 6 and 7. I love my Prep 6 and 7 class. because their English is fluent. So we have a lot of class jokes. There's a lot of banter there.
So do those classes, prep 5, 6 and 7, match to year 5, 6 and 7 in this country?
I don't think they do. Right. I don't know what the difference is, but I think there is a difference. I'm not sure what it is.
So how old are the prep 5 kids?
Let's think. Prep 5 kids are probably about 9.
Yeah, it sounds about similar then. Very similar.
Does it?
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Sounds about right.
Right. Do you actually speak Mandarin or Chinese or whatever it is? What is the difference?
No, I'm very bad like that. I can't speak it. But I do have a phone which translates and can speak to the kids in Chinese, and they can speak to me in English through my phone.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Stone me.
They speak into it in Mandarin, and then it comes out in English. It's amazing.
Bloody hell.
That's rather good.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Brilliant.
How many children in the class? Big classes?
Well, because it's a top private school, there's about 12. I mean, that's probably the largest number.
Cool. Luxury. Absolute luxury.
Is it?
It is luxury. Because I know in the UK it's like, what, 35 kids in a classroom?
Yep. Usually about 54, isn't it?
Bloody Nora. And then you've got like kids that are really gifted, then you've got kids that are pretty average, kids that are weak, kids with behavioural problems. And I did do a bit of supply in the UK, and I found it really, at times it was really good, but other times it was really difficult because there were so many like challenges going on with their behaviour.
Yeah. I had a spell of being a supply teacher, and I dreaded it. I hated it.
Yeah.
You know, but the only good thing was you knew you'd come out of that school at the end of the day and didn't have to go back again.
Yeah.
Well, are you like a sweeper then, eh, as a supply teacher?
Yeah, a janitor. Yeah, sweep up the dregs.
Okay, so what, do you move from school to school?
As a supply teacher, you do. You're only employed as and when they want you.
Right, okay.
Yeah. One thing I must ask you, Kat, this is quite an interesting one. You're in China.
Yeah.
That's a communist state, yeah? So how does a private establishment work within a communist state?
Oh, God. That's such a fucking brilliant question.
That's your starter for 5.
That's a good question. That's a good question, young Chris.
It's very complicated.
All right.
So in China, the state schools are the flagship schools, and every parent wants their kid to go to the government school, because academically they are the elite, which is the opposite in our country.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the private schools, the kids that go there, the very spoilt ones, or the ones that are academically very weak and are failing in the state system, and no other fucking school will take them, so they put them into the private school, which is completely nuts. When you think about the UK, you know, the state system is failing and the private system is flourishing, I would say. But at my school, it's a top prep school, but you have a government school on the campus. That's just the Chinese rules. And the private sector and the public sector work together hand in hand. So, for example, although I'm working for Bromsgrove, I'm also working for the government school, and my boss is Director Beng Ping, and I have to answer to him, I have to go to meetings with him. But I'm actually employed by Bromsgrove, but I'm still working for... I can't really get my head around it, to be honest. I'm also connected to the government school as well. The government school at my school, the kids are very regimental. They wouldn't say boo to a goose. You walk into a classroom, they're sat there, backs up straight, silent. Wow. You could hear a pin drop. You go into the private school, just across from the state school, and the kids are all like all over the place, creative, loud. Kids being kids, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it sounds like then totally the reverse of the situation in the UK.
Yeah, it does. It is.
Wow. That's news to me, that one. I'd often wondered that, you know, how do the two systems like that work side by side? But you've given a very comprehensive answer. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I don't know. It's all above my head, man. Education, all that shit. Yeah,
definitely. Education.
Education, yeah. Which is a bit like a dedication.
That's it.
Isn't it?
It's a name of the game.
But without Roy Castle.
That's it.
Yeah.
So what you been doing? It's what kind of time is it there now?
Let me just have a look. It's quite late. So it's 10:30 basically at night.
Okay, 2:30 here at the minute.
Hmm.
What's the weather like? What's the climate like? Is it a bit grim?
The climate is perfect. Oh. It's cool. When I came out to China on the 14th of July, it was very hot, humid. It was unbearable. You'd go out for 2 minutes, your clothes would be drenched. And when the kids arrived at the end of August, the executive principal had an assembly outside. There was no shelter for the kids. About 6 of them vomited. Some of them fainted. So you had all these teachers picking up all these... Oh. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's sick, right? With all these teachers running around after these sick kids, picking them up off the floor and taking them to the nurse.
Well, that's
it was just what? I don't know why the fucking assembly wasn't inside, but it was outside for some reason. I don't get it.
Well, right. this is something that gets me, you know. Our job description says we are a teacher. We're not people to pick up sick. We're not people to sort fights out. We're not social workers. We teach things.
That was standard NATO at Stangrain Comp. That
really?
Oh, yeah. Every day, man. Fights.
That's
everything.
Just the teachers.
That was just the teachers. Yeah, it was. Honest to Christ, man. Yeah. It was a bit like training with the SAS.
Oh, God, yeah.
It really was. So what have you been doing tonight, then? Before you joined us on the show?
So I went for a swim. I mean, my life is really boring. I don't do much. I went for a swim and then I played with my dog. My dog is called Beetroot.
Okay.
And that was, and I listened to Adele. I listened to Kylie.
Oh, really? That was it. Kylie. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Not keen.
Not at all. Huh. No, not at all. No.
Well, we'd be listening to Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, anything else that rocks in this household.
Yeah, we have been kind of talking about your top 10, haven't we?
Yeah.
Before you joined us on air.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a bit of an old hippie, me.
Yeah.
The man is a very knowledgeable music presenter, he is. And you're Chris.
No, that's kind of you to say, Nick.
No, you are. You're a bit of a connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur-y.
A connoisseur-y-ski.
And I'm also a poet.
A poet, yeah. He writes poetry, Kat, a lot.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, he's had a couple of books
published.
Yeah, I've had some books published. That's what they call it poetry. I call it verbal diarrhea.
Okay. Well, most people that have read the book call it
that's
that.
Their description,
And the people who bought them, they talk even worse.
They want their money back.
Oh, fucking right then. I didn't buy a comic.
No. It's a great literary art, I'll have you know.
It is. It's a craft.
It's a craft. Like Kraftwerk.
Indeed.
Good band.
So what's your plan for the rest of the week, Kat? Have you got one?
Oh, well, tomorrow I'm going off with my colleague, Emma. And we're going to go for a walk up a mountain for about 7 hours.
Mm,
okay.
And then at the weekend, we're off to Hong Kong. And I've always wanted to go there. So I'm super excited about that. And we're going to go to Marks and Spencer's because we don't have one in mainland China.
Don't you think, though?
A few cocktails.
Wouldn't you be tempted in China to look for something, you know, buy something that's got Made in Great Britain on? Don't you think that's a bit funny, eh? Because you remember back in the day, anything made in China, oh, fucking hell, I should be chucking that in the bin in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything was poo-pooed, weren't it, made in China?
Yeah.
So you'd have to go shopping for something made in Great Britain. But then that would be quite rare, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Anything, which is quite rare in this country, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is, to buy anything made here.
Yeah.
Because most of it comes from China.
It does.
Everything comes from fucking China.
Exactly. Everything comes from China. Everything.
Wow, it's, in a way, it's a bit of a scary thought, isn't it? You know, China's taking over the world.
I think I've already done that, man. Yeah. So you're off to M&S, are you?
Yeah, I've got to get a new bra.
Oh.
Okay. Eyes there, no game.
Man, now keep it clean, Nick.
When will you be available to ring in next month?
It reminds me, I've got to go get a new bra as well.
Have you really? Yeah, what, from M&S?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I'll go.
Really?
Yeah.
M&S?
Very generous in the fit.
Really? So they say. Plus the curtain's a bit see-through.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
You
yeah.
slip into it, you know what I mean?
I do.
A bit naff curtains, because they're made in China.
Well, do you find it embarrassing, Nick, when you walk through Marks and Spencer's, you had to go through past the laundry department, and you had to make sure you get through without looking?
I never had a problem with that.
I'll bet you did.
I never had a problem with that. I know that people do, don't they? Yeah. They struggle with that.
Yeah.
You know, mind you, some of the shit that Marks and Spencer's are, fucking hell, man, you could chop with it, couldn't you? Hey?
Yeah.
Some of the kegs, man, they're so big.
Oh, I know.
Armholes, yeah. You know, and all that kind of
go
stuff.
Go fishing with them.
Oh, fucking hell, no. Terrible. Can't be doing with big knickers.
No.
It turns me stomach.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So, that's a highlight of your weekend then, Kat, getting a new bra.
Yeah, having cocktails as well.
Oh, cocktails.
And cocktails. Cocktails.
Yeah.
Do you think I've ever only had two of them?
Have you?
Yep. Not that bothered.
No?
Not that bothered, really.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to say, it's been wonderful to talk to a fellow Brit over in China.
Thank you. Nice talking to you both.
And you. Thanks ever so much for calling in. And let's do it again. Okay. And do keep us up to date on what the bra situation was.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye, Kat.
Stay safe. Catch you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Chris.
Yeah.
Buying a bra in M&S in
wow.
Hong Kong.
All the items here.
Done it. Hey?
God, dear.
Never no, she did. She showed a lot of interest in. She's a regular listener.
You're distracted, aren't you?
A regular listener to the Nick Elliott podcast show, and she wanted to call in. So I says, "Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
have a giggle."
I can see you're very, very discombobulated at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that so? Do we all chairs?
No, you've got images in your mind. I can see.
Do you think
your eyes sort of project?
No, I'm not like that, Chris. I am nothing like that. No, nothing like that at all. At all.
Oh, dearie me.
Well,
that was amazing. Oh,
good to see.
Actually, on the serious point, Nick, here we are sat in Moore Towers and we're talking to a lady in China. As clear as a bell.
Yeah. I mean,
incredible.
Well, that kind of leads you on to the fact that you're looking at making a new purchase, aren't you? Of a new phone.
A new phone. I have to admit to being, again, a bit of a technophobe on this and many fronts. So basically, all I want is a phone to be a phone. But when you come round and show me all these amazing things that happen on your phone, I find it absolutely fascinating.
Well, it can just be a phone.
Yeah.
If you want it to just be a phone.
Phone, yeah.
But, you know, I think you should never kind of diss and explore what these things are capable of doing.
No, I agree.
You know,
yeah.
And keeping in touch with people such as you. Forgive me for saying so, your aging mum, who is 92.
Yes, yeah, she is.
You know, and it's very important to keep in contact with them people.
If you're listening, mum, morning.
Is that what she says? Morning.
No, that's from another radio station.
Oh, is it?
One of their presenters, Alan Brazil, who's an ex-footballer.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he starts off his shows every morning with, morning.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Bit of a Robbie Williams job.
It's so funny.
Right. Yeah. Good morning, Tottenham.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, as in, good morning, Vietnam.
Oh, what a film. And what a soundtrack. And I've got the album of that.
That don't surprise me.
No, that's one of the...
Not at all.
No. And the good thing about that is that they actually include all the little outtakes from the film as well.
Oh, really?
On the album. So you've got the little run-up to it. And then it goes into a track.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's
good. Oh, so part of the soundtrack, the original.
It's
fantastic.
It's very, very good.
Not just
a collection of music.
No,
you've got the
compilation.
Yeah.
Oh, right, fantastic.
Good, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Wow, you learn something every day, Nick.
And that came from Magpie, whatever it is.
No, I must admit, I actually bought that. I actually bought that from a shop.
Okay.
When we used to have CD shops, but we don't have them anymore. I don't seem to.
No, we don't. But you are looking at making a new purchase of a phone, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Basically because my sister, bless her, she wants me to go on WhatsApp. And to me, I hadn't got a clue what she was talking about. So I had to research into WhatsApp. And then we tried it on my existing mobile. which is, I think, a G2 or something.
Right.
And he wouldn't do it. We got it all set up, but he wouldn't actually go.
No, I wouldn't think it would. How old's the phone?
God, it's this one, Nick. I'm not going to put it on or anything.
Oh, stone me.
It's that.
Christ almighty.
For all you people out there, it's an OMO. I think it's called an OMO.
Really?
Yeah. But it's only got one camera, see, so you can't do any...
Bloody hell, man.
Isn't it? It's
really, seriously.
The only time I use that is when I go on my journeys down to the Mar.
Yeah.
You know, and just to keep in touch. But I think the time has come for me to jump into the 21st century.
I think you should. Mm. I think you should. Yeah, I'm a big supporter of it, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big supporter of social media. I think it's excellent keeping people in touch with everybody.
I like emails, Nick.
I can't stand fucking emails. I mean, what are they about? Just pick a bastard phone up,
which
nobody does in this country anymore.
No.
They don't. Nobody answers the phones. Nobody answers the pissing emails.
Well, I'm guilty of that, I must admit, you know, because you get so many of these nonsense calls. That I just let the phone ring out, and if whoever's on the end of it wants to speak, they'll speak. If it's a nonsense call, they just cut out.
Yeah.
No,
don't get that. Don't get that, because I do get scam calls, obviously, on the phone. Mm. Everybody uses that on the mobiles.
Mm.
You know who that is, though. It's the bloody service provider selling the list on to...
It's the Chinese.
It could be the fucking Chinese. Yeah, I mean, honest to God.
Ooh, you know, say that, we cat.
They got a lot to answer for, the old chins.
Yeah.
And they?
They certainly have, Nick. We certainly have.
Well, I think it's been a different show for the first one for some weeks.
Well, it was good. That phoning was fun, though.
Excellent.
That was great.
Excellent. I mean, this is it, isn't it? This is what you can do. You know, all them thousands of miles away, not too sure how far she is away. You know, I think it's marvellous, man.
Yeah.
That you can talk to somebody and there's no cables, there's no jack shit.
No.
I mean, I make a lot of international calls.
Yeah.
All over the world, you know.
It was clear as a bell.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant.
There was a slight time gap between these.
It's nothing to speak of, though, is it?
No.
Nothing to speak of at all.
No.
It's bloody great.
Yeah.
And if we've got fans in China, well, you know, that for me gets my vote.
Absolutely, Nick.
There are not more people in the UK phoning into Nick Elliott podcasts.
Yeah, why not? Come on, people, phone in.
Pick your fucking phones up.
Yeah, and phone in. Yeah.
We'd love it. We'd welcome it.
We certainly would.
Wouldn't we? Yeah, we'd love a bit of a rabbit.
Love a bit of a chat. And I like to be taken into surprise territory, like bras. You know,
really?
I didn't.
Is that a surprise territory for you, ladies' bra?
It is for me now, Nick.
Oh, okay.
You know, I lived a good life now.
Right.
Yeah. So
clean.
Clean living.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember. I remember those days.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, dear.
Stuff hanging on the radiators, isn't
that? That's it. Yeah.
Clothes horses. Do you remember them?
And when I was at Scouts, we had this little rhyme we used to sing. So, you'll never get to heaven on a girl guide's bra, because a girl guide's bra won't stretch that far. And that was the song we sang.
Right, I think, okay, on that note, we're gonna cut. I just don't know where to take this.
No.
After that, I really don't.
No.
A scout song.
Yes.
About a girl guide.
Yeah, there was another one as well. Hoo ha, everybody come. Rich man, poor man, money have a none. Yet I will be happy. Ho.
I now know why we weren't in the Scouts. On that note, we're going to say goodnight.
Good night.
And it's I've been Nick Elliott, rock art photographer.
And I've been Chris Moore, part-time poet.
And we've just spent the last 40 minutes drivelling on a bit of nonsense. So
what should we call this one, Nick? Drivelling on
rubbish.
About nonsense. Never get that 42 minutes back again.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. Keep listening and make sure you do. And we'll be back again in the very near future. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.